friend. I pray that you are enjoying your Sunday, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. This, of course, the ninth day of March 2014, and well, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused and saturated in the Word of God. We tend to focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're actually going to continue our series entitled Scriptures and Songs, taking a look at some of your favorite scriptures, talking about it, and playing your favorite God-honoring song. So let's continue as we lift up the King of Kings right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Out the singers today, and of course, Lord, I lift your name on high. May that be more than just a song, you see. May that be an actual reality in your life. Having that desire to lift up Jesus in everything that you do. Well, friend, it's Joey with you. So, how's the weekend coming along? You doing all right? You hanging in there? Surviving? I don't know about you, but I think we are, 10 days away? I lost count, but 10 days away until the first day of spring. So looking forward to that. It just has been a crazy winter. Can I get an amen? So I'm looking forward to seeing that green grass and the flowers and the birds chirping, all of that stuff. Love it. Hey, today we're continuing our series on scriptures and songs. Proverbs 24:26 says, "He who gives a right answer kisses the lips." See if you don't agree with the following description of an honest person. An honest person is someone with whom you can play checkers with over the phone. I love that. They've got the checkerboard in front of them and you're trusting them to make the moves you dictate over the phone. You know, friend, honesty is the currency of the kingdom. It's how we do business together. If we can't trust what we tell each other, then the system of human exchange, well, it breaks down. See, the Bible puts it this way. We are to speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15. Even if it's uncomfortable, honesty is always the best policy.
Lost are saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name.
That's right, it is all about Jesus. That is Natalie Grant and Your Great Name. Well, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." I love that passage. A woman in a retirement home was given a party to celebrate her 100th birthday. And a news reporter from the local paper showed up to interview her, and as he collected information from the woman about her life, he asked whether she had any children. And she replied, "Well, not yet." Now, that's what I call optimism right there, a never-say-never attitude about life. She must have been familiar with the Bible story of Abraham and Sarah, yeah, who had their first kid when they were around 100 years old. Unbelievable. See, it pays, friend, not to give up on God. Oh, yes, faith and hope in Him will keep your eyes on the future in life's impossibilities. Trust in the Lord today and know that there isn't anything too hard for Him.
Discouraged,
the shadows come. And why does my heart feel lonely in love for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion?
A great reminder that his eye is on the sparrow. Well, friend, welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me tag along with you today here on this March the 9th, 2014. And actually coming up here just the next couple of weeks, Saturday night, March 29th, you're invited to the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concerts featuring Twyla Paris and Steve Green. Again, Saturday night, March 29th at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. The concert starts at 7, doors open at 6, and tickets are only $15. For more information, you can contact the Virginia Theater box office by calling 217-356-9063, or you can buy tickets online at thevirginia.org. Well, we're continuing our series entitled Scriptures and Songs. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." You know, road rage on the highways has gotten so bad in one state that the legislature passed tougher laws to ticket slow drivers. Yeah, apparently slow drivers are to blame for angry outbursts by some enraged motorists. Now, is that a good idea? Blaming someone else for my anger? You know, friend, the Bible says something very interesting about anger. It says, "Be angry and do not sin," from Ephesians 4:26. In other words, check your anger. Don't let it cause harm to another person. Granted, there are plenty of temptations to anger in today's world, but the Bible explains how we can learn to keep our cool in a hot situation. There is no law against self-control.
Soul is there.
Right, that is a group called Mercy's Well and Come Thy Founts. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me just spend some time with you here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You can find out more about some of the upcoming events coming up, including that, of course, great concert coming to the Virginia Theater featuring Twyla Paris and Steve Green Saturday night, March 29th. You can find out more details on that at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Also, we're planning a trip to Israel later on this year, and you can find out more details on that and an application to go to Israel as well. Of course, we're doing that again this year right here through the radio ministry of Great News Radio. All that and more can be found at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I am going to enjoy the rest of my weekend, and I pray that you enjoy the rest of yours as well. If there's anything that you need from me, prayer or question or comment, email me anytime. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.